We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is not a stretch where 4-4 makes us feel good. We've given enough games back. We're falling far enough behind some teams that are not only ahead of us but are beating us. And a week ago, we talked about we're not putting a for sale sign in the front yard and we're not looking to move everybody, and we're still not. But as we go through this process, and unfortunately we put ourselves in a hole and we're on the outside looking in.
That was Neil Huntington last Sunday when he made now his famous 4-4 is not going to cut it comment. So the Pirates go out and I think shocking everybody and throwing all of baseball for a loop. They go out and they sweep a 5-game series and win
eight of nine. Go 8-1 since because they won that Sunday, last Sunday,
yep,
against Philly. So they went 8-1 after he made those comments.
So Huntington asked on his radio show yesterday, all right, Neil, this team has responded to your challenge. What do you have to say about the Pirates and the direction they're headed now?
As we talked a week ago, coming into the season, the expert projections, the external expert projections, the Baseball Prospectus, the Fan Graphs, the people that project wins and losses, had us projected to be about a 78 to 82 win team at the same levels that they projected us in 13, 14, 15, actually below where they projected us to be in 16 and a little bit below, I think, where they projected us to be in 17. So we felt there were signs for optimism. We felt young players have higher variability, volatility in some cases, variability is the best word, because they can exceed expectations from the projections because they're unknown. The first 7 weeks or so of the season, we got to 9 games over 500. We were playing good, solid baseball. We were doing the things on the mound, on the field, in the batter's box, on the bases to put ourselves in a position to be 9 games above 500. Unfortunately, the next 6, 7, 8 weeks, we gave all of that back, as well as went 7 games under 500 during a tough stretch. Very good competition. We didn't play well. We had some injuries and we earned that -7 mark. This week, we've played good, sound baseball again. It's a reminder of what we can be. That optimism that turned into realism, we've got a reminder this week of what we can be. So we'll continue to look to make the best moves for this organization and make the best moves for this team. And unfortunately, yes, we've gained a little bit of ground in the division. We've gained a little bit of ground, more ground in the wild card than the division, because the Cubs have gone 7-3 as we've gone 7-3 over the last 10. It took us 7 weeks to get 9 over. It took us 7 weeks to get back to 7 under. We need to have more than just one good week.
That was a meandering answer to a very direct question. You said you needed to go better than 4-4. What's your reaction to this team being 7-1 since you made those comments? And he went on to talk about the way they were who they were projected to be before the season, what they did for the first few months of the season, and then said, we need to make the best moves for this organization. At no point did he say there that this team's recent rash of hot play has changed my mind. Not one time.
Yeah, that was a pregame show here on The Fan. He meets with the media by the elevators right after that, before the game.
Yep.
And I ask him point blank, Neil, are you going to wait 2 weeks to see, can this group make you want to be a buyer at the deadline? And he didn't answer, really. He said, quote, we are built around young players. We're built around guys that have the ability to be here beyond this year. That's a good thing. We want to win this year. We want to win next year. We'll continue to look to do what we believe is the right thing for this organization. Didn't sound like much of an endorsement that they can even make him become a buyer at this point. Now, again, you know, they go 8-1 again. That could change things. But I think he's right on to say that he needs to see more. So do I.
I don't
like still a below 500.
Yeah,
team.
I don't want, if I'm a Pirate fan, I don't want 8-1 to take me from seller to buyer. I also don't want 8-1 to take me from seller to stand pat. From seller to, well, let's just kind of see where this goes.
See, I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to want to shed some of those guys Jordy, for instance, who's going to be a free agent, and I think could help any team. I really do, even if he's a bench guy. And Harrison, if he's healthy, can help any team. Now, this hamstring injury is a situation. Nova is still a veteran starting pitcher that everybody is looking for. Those guys make sense to me. David Freese is a postseason hero in the past. He was MVP, right, for the Cardinals in the championship series and in the World
yep.
Series. He came in last night, got the big pinch hit triple.
Two strikes.
To tie the game in the ninth inning. That's the kind of thing he can bring. He's not going to be an everyday player on a championship team, but he could be a good bench guy. I think he's going to look to move some of those guys and maybe to clear a spot in the outfield. Dickerson, who's going to be a salary arbitration guy next year and is already making $6 million.
This was his answer to a question about, okay, Neil, would you consider, like the last 2 years, would you consider buying and selling at the deadline?
And this is where we walk that delicate balance of wanting to be a playoff caliber team each and every year. And that's hard to do, especially in small markets. It's very hard to do. It's hard to do in big markets. And the moves we made, the add and the subtract moves, are tough for people to comprehend and to really wrap their arms around. It's also tough in that clubhouse. And we understand that. We respect and appreciate that. Again, we're despite the negative outcome in 16 and 17, to have Felipe Vasquez instead of 2 months of Mark Melancon, to have O'Neill Cruz and the excitement that we have around him instead of 2 months of Tony Watson. In the big picture, it makes sense. But in those given years, and even in hindsight, did we take away those chances? And is that a reason why we faded in September? Those are hard and really unanswerable questions, but we are very cognizant of the message we're giving internally and externally when we make a move like that. We would much rather be where we were in 13 and 15, where all we wanted to do was add to the club. 14, we really wanted to add to the club. We had some significant conversations. I wasn't able to get it done. I wasn't able to close a deal. 13, we weren't able to do it at the deadline, but we added Morneau and Bird later. And again, in 15, we spent as much capital, both in terms of dollars and prospect, as anybody in the game, really, at that point.
If you really think about it, since they've been a playoff team, 13, they've only added at the July 31st deadline one time. Because in 13, they waited until August 31st, September 1st.
Bird and Morneau. And Bird turned out to really help them a lot.
Right, but they, instead of getting him for 2 months, they only had him for a month.
But he still helped them.
He did. Yeah. But that was a team that was in first place, and they still didn't buy at the July 31st deadline. The 14 team, they kind of let the chips fall where they may and play it out, and they won 88 games and made the playoffs. The 15 team, they did. Neil's last point there about them making a lot of trades is accurate. Aramis Ramirez,
Happ, right?
Joaquin Soria, Jay Happ, yeah. And then the last 2 years, they've done the wishy-washy thing that he was talking about there, where we might send the wrong message to our fans and our own clubhouse.
You know, I don't even mind what they did last year to get rid of those guys, but why bring in Joaquin? I can't even remember what
Benoit.
His name. Benoit. Why bring in that guy? What point did, well, we felt like we needed a veteran in the bullpen. Well, why? You had one, Tony Watson, you got rid of him.
You had one in Juan Nicasio that you just kicked to the curb.
Right. He ended up in St. Louis. That baffled me, but I truly look for him to be a seller at this point. And again, I'm sure he has the right to, just like I do, to change his mind, depending on how these next 10 games go. But if I'm guessing right now, I'm saying seller, and should be a seller.
If he were to trade somebody over the All-Star break, which is possible, it's not like, you know, baseball stops working over the next few days.
Well, it only stops today and tomorrow. Nobody's allowed to make any moves Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, and then you can Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah,
right?
And that's happened in the past. If a trade got made Wednesday and Thursday, would fans want to throw these comments back in his face?
A lot of people think Machado is going to be done by the end of the week.
Right. So if the Pirates traded one of their guys on an expiring contract, like if they traded Ivan Nova or Josh Harrison or Jordy Mercer on Wednesday or Thursday, would fans be pissed off about that? Because of what Huntington said, like prove it, and they did?
I don't think so. They shouldn't be, but I can't. We'll let them speak for themselves.
Coming up next, we're going to hear from Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider. It's Le'Veon Bell, long-term deal deadline day. That was a mouthful. And that is the talk of the NFL and pro football today. Will a deal get done for Bell? Mixed reports and kind of a lot of conjecture there the last few hours, the last couple of days. So we'll talk to our Steelers insider about that in 10 minutes, get his fresh take. Stay with us until 2 o'clock. It is the All-Star Week, which is usually a downtime in sports, but we got a ton to talk about today with the Pirates and Le'Veon Bell. Stay tuned. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.